very relieving. Obviously, like, we had the trials the week before, so it was just kind of waiting in anticipation for the team to come out. And obviously, we found out 2 hours before we could even mention anything about it. So it was just a matter of trying to keep quiet, even though we were so elated to have made the team.
Did you tell no one at all?
I had to ring my mum. She was away on holiday, so it was 3 a.m. and she was just kind of waiting for the call. And then obviously I told my family and family friends, but I told them they needed to keep it quiet.
So of course it's your second Olympic Games, isn't it? So you've been there and done it before.
Yes.
But what's going to be different this time?
I guess it's a lot different because the main aim was Rio in the first place. So the aim was for me along the process was to get to Rio. Obviously making the team, but obviously swimming well as well, and that was the main thing for me, and obviously competing at the best of my ability. Obviously it's a bit different to Rio. Rio's a bit different to London, because obviously I swam the 800 at London and the 4x2 relay. This time it's a bit different with the 200 and the 4x2 relay, so it's a bit of a change in event, but I guess it just proves at the minute that my 200 is a lot better than my 8, so just it's a matter of getting there and doing my best I can.
What did you learn from London in terms of experience, in terms of you yourself as an athlete?
I say pressures, because I was so nervous. I didn't know what to expect. First Olympics, coming as a shock. And I guess now I'm going with a level head. I know what's going to happen. I know what it's like. And obviously the pressure, well, I've been there, I've done it before, so it's a matter of just doing it again and without that pressure.
And a medalist at Glasgow as well in 2014, the Commonwealth Games. So you, again, on the international stage, you've won that medal, so that must give you the confidence now heading into Rio.
Yeah, indeed. Obviously, like, Commonwealth was a great experience, and proving to myself that I can do it, and especially with the 4x2 relay, the girls have got a great chance. We were fifth at the last Olympics, and obviously I was part of that team in the heats but not the final, so it's a matter of, I guess, doing it again, and hopefully we'll better our results for the final, that 4x2.
So since finding out a couple of weeks ago, what's been the focus now of your training?
I guess the main focus is just a matter of getting that block of training in before we go to Rio, because obviously we have such a mix-up with training and everything. We have to make appearances and things like that. So it's a matter of getting stuck into training and being able to cope with all of the things that are going on around us, even though we've still got a few more weeks to go yet.
How hard is it to keep that focus then?
Obviously, it's quite hard, because obviously you're so excited. You want to get there. You want to be there in the atmosphere already. And I guess it's just a matter of waiting and not getting too excited, because otherwise you could end up doing wrong things, kind of losing your mind a little bit, and moving off track for what you should be doing.
How do you keep focused before a race then? So you talk about all the antics away from the pool and sort of keeping focused in training, but when you're poolside or when you're about to go in the changing rooms, what do you do to keep yourself focused on that race ahead?
Yeah, it's a matter of what you've done in training, all the hard sessions, all the sessions you've been there for, how you've trained. Yeah, there might have been some bad sessions, but you kind of put the good ones to the forefront of your mind, and obviously you've got to kind of, you know in your mind that you've already done what you possibly can to get the best out of yourself, so you just might as well do it again in a race.
And you are a Sheffield girl, proud to represent the city.
Yes, indeed, love it. Like, I've always loved it, and it makes me so proud to know that I'm part of that, and it's just a great feeling.
And the facility here has undoubtedly helped you then in terms of getting to Ponds Forge then.
Yeah, we've got a great facility at Ponds Forge. Obviously they cater for us really well, but we've also been able to do that through them, through the squad as well, and we haven't been able to do it through our nutritionists, through our physios, things like that.
In terms of your training again, what are your strongest and weakest areas heading into here? What are you focusing on in terms of getting perfect, and what's already almost perfect there?
I guess it's a matter of like perfecting the one percenters, so it's just little things that you can really, really focus on rather than trying to change a massive thing about a race. Obviously, like, there's the little things like pushing off the walls and streamline, turns, making sure they're all fast, the powerful off the kicking off the walls, things like that, and making sure that they are that 1% better, because obviously that 1% is going to hopefully make a difference.
You spoke to Freddie about how he sort of focuses poolside, puts his music on. Do you do something similar?
I kind of like to. I'm a very talkative person, so I like to talk. So sometimes that's a bit difficult, because in the call room, everyone's like quiet with music on. I don't really like to do that. I like to be calm, collected, and just enjoy it more than sitting and focusing. Focus, focus, focus. It's a matter of enjoying it too. So I guess I just get in there and do what I need to do.
Have you been to the venue at Rio yet? Have you seen what it's like and got used to the surroundings, or are you completely going in blind?
Going in blind, but obviously we see all the pictures and stuff on Facebook, on the internet, and you just see them all, and you get more and more excited. And obviously it's a matter of getting there and just enjoying it, soaking up that feeling and just doing what you possibly can. It's incredible. Just even watching it, even if you're not racing that day, it's so much fun.
You'll obviously have the support of your family, friends and fellow athletes there, but obviously there won't be that London 2012 feel. Is that going to have an impact, you feel, in any way?
I guess it's going to be completely different. We were literally spoon-fed at London. I guess that's going to be one main big difference. We're not going to have that people begging, kneeling down at our feet, doing this, that and the other for us. It's more of a, you go there as a GB and you're in that country rather than like you're being like treated like royalty, I guess. But that's something you've got to get used to, and you get used to that going to Europeans, World Championships, because you don't get spoon-fed there, and it's a matter of just getting on and practicing what you normally do rather than getting pampered.
And finally, what's the target for Ellie Faulkner then at Rio 2016? What's that ultimate goal that you want?
My ultimate goal is to come out better than what I did at London. Obviously a medal would be great, but you never know in this day and age. Get everyone to be great at different times of the year, and that's a matter of just bringing the best out of myself in Rio, and I think that's what I hope for.